There are a lot of Louisianians with felonies on their records, and having a felony makes it hard to get a job and get back on your feet. Chiandra Bailey and Ernest Canty both have felonies. They met as homeless teenagers in the 90s. Chiandra became a teenage mom. Ernest was incarcerated for drug possession. Now they're living together and supporting each other as they try to support their kids. They struggle every day with a choice: turn to selling drugs or find legal work.
Sometimes you get weary. You just get weary. You won't give up because here you're trying to be positive and you're trying to look for work. And you filling out application after application, and you're not getting no call. So then it gets to the point to where now you're like, what else it is for me to do?
It's hard. It's hard. Sometimes I feel like I just want to go back to being a child myself. If it was just us, you know, we kind of used to come here. There ain't no lights here. We ain't enough for us to light a candle or whatever, you know, or whatever. Or go by somebody's house and cook something here and bring it back home. We can accept that. But letting our children accept it, nah. That kind of like push a lot of pressure on your mind to where, you know, you thinking about going out there and doing something wrong just so you can get the money, just so your children can be straight.
You got to put food on your table and you got your children looking at you. What's the next best thing you going to do? You going to go out there. I ain't going to rob nobody. But the next best thing to do, you'll be like, man, I'm about to go sell some drugs. Get this quick money.
That's like right now, how a light bill do. You know, I'm thinking about going out there in the streets, but she said, no, don't do it.
I don't want to have to turn to that. You know, I like being able to walk outside and not have nobody talking about, well, she did this or she did that. I don't got to look over my shoulder. When we go places, we ain't got to look over our shoulder worrying about if this person seeing us do this wrong to this person.
She's my motivator, you know. She give me words to motivate me. You know, and that's why I love her so much, her. I mean, that's why, you know, I have to sit back and regather myself and be like, well, you know what, if I do that, that's going to lead on to this.
I just try to stay prayed up, and I try to keep everybody around me that I love prayed up.
You just got to keep on believing and being strong, you know, just want to do right and do better and set a good example for our children.
If I don't have nothing else, I do have faith, because I didn't see God work. I didn't see what he done for me. I didn't see where I come from, you know, so I know if there's a will, there's a way.
That piece was produced by WWNO's Jess Clark.